Mr. Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods, and I wanted to talk with you directly about what the Orange County and L.A. papers had been saying. This is a property that you own, Bob?
This is a rental property that the company owns, Fraser Foods in Newport Beach.
And you use this home to entertain, you know...
We use it to entertain buyers. We use it to entertain many of our suppliers. We are located in the South Coast area, and there are a... we've got a good relationship with people in our wholesale business, and when they're in town, we... certainly entertain them.
Well, the news—you know—the news source, and it's potentially embarrassing. And I wanted to talk to you directly. Could have been somebody that you know, for all I know, perhaps a competitor. Is that this home used by some of your employees to entertain clients? That there have been prostitutes present? Money has changed hands for sex?
I've heard that, Phil. It is a slander. And I am told by people who are a little more knowledgeable about these things than me that this is a common slander when you're going through a divorce. My wife and I are divorcing.
Do you attribute this to your wife?
I don't know. It could be her attorneys. I have worked very hard for the last 30 years in the retail grocery business to have this kind of a slander repeated. And I think it is doubly insulting during a climate in which we just saw on the news... Most recently, this Michael Jackson, who is, to my understanding, Mr. Henry, is having a party tonight after being accused of molesting children.
I understand that, sir, but I want to get clear. You are denying that prostitutes have been present in a home that your company owns that you have for clients. You're denying this?
I am telling you, Phil, that I find it very interesting that just a few days ago, this guy, Michael Jackson, was acquitted of charges of child molestation, and...
I understand that. Can I just get to my...
Well, allow me to answer your question in my way, because this is not a yes or no answer.
All right.
This is not a yes or no answer. This is... here's a guy who's going to go to a party, and I find it interesting that this man who was accused of harming a child has an entourage of adoring fans, and I'm being harassed by most probably my wife, and we're... because we're getting a divorce, and some of the local media...
All right, well, but whether or not Michael Jackson did or did not molest children, the charges, however unfair, that you, not you, but your company or employees of your company brought prostitutes to a property that you own.
Well, let me tell you, if I could tell you the difference.
But again, I need an answer to my question.
And I'm going to answer your question, but I want to tell you that there's a difference. If, and I'm saying if, employees of ours brought... prostitutes, what you call prostitutes, or escorts to this home, I think that it is a hypocrisy on the part of the public and the news media to come down on me when a guy like Michael Jackson just walked from maybe he molested a kid.
All right. I'm asking you, did you provide prostitutes?
Well, okay. Well, let me answer your question and say that it's possible that some of my employees brought prostitutes to that house.
All right.
And let me also go further and say that it's possible that took place. That isn't anything compared to molesting a child. And I'll tell you why. Prostitutes are women that had their chance, and they blew it. You know, they blew it. And so... now they're being, men will bring them to this house if that's what they're doing. And
so you're making a comparison that prostitution, which is potentially a crime against a woman, although I understand that they're doing it of their free will. And
yes, they are doing it of their free will. A child molester, that is a guy that's taking advantage of a child. Let me tell you something else. This guy, Tom Cruise, is marrying a lady named Katie Holmes. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's an actress.
Yeah, well, I had the pleasure of meeting her. She's 26. And I believe she is almost getting molested because she is not that bright. And for 26, she's very stupid. And that means it's possible because prostitutes, Phil, what I'm going to say, prostitutes almost deserve what they get. And I'll tell you what.
See, that to me is a very heartless thing to say.
Oh, wait a minute. Why is that heartless? I'm talking about children being protected.
Yeah, but the prostitute almost deserves what she gets. A prostitute...
prostitutes had their women that almost had... they had their chance. And they decided that they're going to go and get into the back, get into the front seat of some stranger's car for $5, hitchhiking out on a freeway. And so,
are these the women that were brought to the house?
I'm sorry.
Are these the kinds of prostitutes that were brought to this house?
My understanding is some of the guys, yeah, they found a couple of these girls hitchhiking. And
so they're not high-class prostitutes, are they?
I don't know what you mean by that, sir, and I don't know anything about prostitution. I'm just telling you that the girls they are bringing to the house, I wouldn't be shedding a lot of crocodile tears for, because they're out hitching a ride and giving it up for, and excuse me for saying, like, giving it up for $10. Okay, and if you saw the movie about this Eileen Wuornos who murdered people.
You're avoiding the issue.
No, sir, I don't think I am.
Well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene, you probably saw the story in the news. His company has been accused of providing prostitutes for clients at a house that they own in Newport Beach. Now, he continually brings up the Michael Jackson case as if to say Michael Jackson was accused of molesting a child. That's much worse than what they're doing. They're finding prostitutes on freeways that, quote, give it up for $10 and are bringing them back to this house in Newport Beach, and this is what they're entertaining their clients with? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Greene on the line with us from his home in... Actually, where are you right now, Bob?
Phil, I'm at John Wayne Airport waiting for a... we're actually going to catch a flight here in about an hour. I am attempting to get a little space between myself and this story. We're going to be going back east for a few weeks.
So are you saying you want to escape the news media, huh?
We want to get away from the news media, because the average newspaper reporter, the average broadcaster, and a lot of the people that were customers of mine are not intelligent enough to understand what I'm trying to say. And I came on your program tonight in the hopes that you would be intelligent enough to understand what I'm trying to say.
And well, Mr. Greene, I will tell you that I want to understand you, but I find it a little odious for you to say that a woman who is a prostitute plying her trade on a freeway off-ramp, who gives it up, as you, and I don't like the term giving it up.
Forgive me, but I am making the distinction between that and, say, a high-class call girl in Las Vegas.
All right, well, let's forget about that for a moment. You're saying that woman, a crime against that woman...
Well, what do you call a crime against that woman? Are you saying because the guy said, okay, $10 is fine, he's committing a crime against her?
I'm telling you that any woman reduced to that state in life... You brought up Eileen Wuornos. Eileen Wuornos was a murderer, a woman driven to the lowest level of society.
Well, you're giving me a lot of liberal stuff.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that she must take full responsibility for whatever crime she committed. But the state that she was in was the result of just, you know, misfortune, okay?
Yeah.
And to say that those women, therefore, don't rank as high in our list of people to care about...
It's
not very human, okay? Children that are molested, horrible, you're right, I agree. Anybody that does that to a child ought to be taken out and shot, all right? But to say that that is a worst crime
Well, you'd watch it, because you're digging a hole for yourself now.
No, I'm not digging a hole.
Yeah, you are, because now you're saying that molesting a kid is not as bad as throwing $10 at some girl who needs it on a freeway. I say it's worse.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
It might be a worst crime, but why does that make your crime any less of a crime?
Because we're not doing what Michael Jackson did.
That doesn't matter. And so the guy who robs a bank without murdering somebody isn't doing what the guy murdering somebody did, but it's still a crime.
Why am I being singled out when Michael Jackson is right now doing that stupid backward walk that he does, or whatever he does, after he touched a kid?
You don't know that he did that.
Well,
he was acquitted of that crime.
He was acquitted. And whether he did it or not has no bearing on what you're doing. You are still bringing a prostitute a building and committing a crime. It's still a crime.
I didn't. Some of my employees might have. But why are they leaning on those guys who are just trying to have a good time and entertain some of our clients? And they're, I guess,
because
the late.
Prostitution is illegal, whether it's a good time or it's not a good time. It's still illegal, pal, and you own the company.
Okay, but how come you and people like you go out and buy Michael Jackson? I bet you if you go to Las Vegas, you're going to go see him.
I bet you $10,000 right this very second. I've never seen him live, don't own a single album, CD, record, or anything else from the man.
Yes, but if you go to Las Vegas with your husband, you're telling me you're not going to badger your husband into buying a couple of seats?
Hell no, not to see him, I'm not.
I don't think the lady's being forthcoming.
I think
I'm being extremely forthcoming. I don't think you're being forthcoming when they ask you, did you bring prostitutes into the building? Just answer yes or no. Don't sit there and try to pawn it off on someone else's crime.
All right, ma'am, that's fair enough, but let me ask you this. How do you know so much about prostitution?
Well, I've never been one, if that's what you're asking. I'm a mother of four, and I've never broken the law, nor have I been arrested, nor have any of my employees ever brought prostitutes in on any of my business deals.
That you know of.
How's that?
That you know of.
No, that I know of is exactly right, and I'm absolutely positive.
Ma'am, that's impossible to know what your employees are. What kind of business are you in, if you don't mind me asking? Ma'am?
First of all, it's none of your business, but there's no way
they're just asking
that
a friendly
anybody on my dime is going to entertain a prostitute. No way.
Ma'am, I know you believe that, but you don't know what some, and I don't know what you do, what your business is, because the lady refuses to tell me, but let's just say you operate a hair salon or something. How do you know they're not bringing them in there on the weekends?
What? Who is?
You're insane.
Well, you.
I think it's very interesting. By pointing out anybody else to break the law.
Yeah, well, this
it
is the point.
Make it different.
This is the point we're making, Bob. Did you or did you not?
I did not have knowledge before the fact that these guys brought prostitutes. Afterwards, they told me. I asked the guys where. They said they picked them up at malls and on freeways. I made a comment to one of the guys, which was a joke. I said, at least you're holding down the cost. That was picked up by the press and made it like I'm some kind of a bad guy. And that's when I said to the press, you're making me a bad guy because my employees buy a prostitute for $10. Meanwhile, Michael Jackson is doing a backwards walk up at an Indian bingo parlor. And this lady doesn't get it.
No, I get it, but what I'm not getting is how you keep evading his question and trying to blame Michael Jackson for what you're doing.
I'm saying that what he did to a little tiny kid is worse than throwing a girl $10.
Yeah, you're right. It certainly is worse.
Right.
But taking a prostitute and paying her for sexual favors
if you
is
think
still
about it,
breaking the law.
Prostitutes had their chance.
The law, sir. The
All right.
law.
Lisa, thank you. Very
You're
good
welcome.
Series of comments. 1-800-449-8686.
You say that she had a good series of comments, but I didn't.
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying to you that I get all these people saying that, you know, prostitutes this, prostitutes that. Excuse me. I'm just saying, you know, if the girl did better with her life and was smarter, she wouldn't have to be out standing on a freeway on ramp going, you know, how about a date?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The act of hiring prostitutes, whether you find them on a freeway off-ramp or, you know, they're a high-priced call girl, Bob Green, Mr. Green's business has been accused, at least their employees have been accused of bringing prostitutes into a home that they own. Mr. Green says that no matter what Michael Jackson did is worse, and what Tom Cruise is about to do is worse. Now, Tom Cruise is marrying a woman who's 15 years younger than him, but I hardly consider that molestation. These women that you say now your employees hired, and according to some reports, smack these women around, is not as bad as what Michael Jackson did. But you understand that Michael Jackson wasn't convicted of the crime.
Well, Michael Jackson was not convicted of the crime, Mr. Henry. But I think we all know, when you look at him, he's a freak, and I'm sure at some point he did touch a kid.
But he was not convicted of that crime.
He might not have been convicted of the crime, but look at him, and you can tell right away that he's the kind of guy that would put his hands into a kid's pants or something. Now, my statement to the press, which was taken completely out of context, was that some of my guys got out of hand, and they might have hit these girls, but...
They did hit these girls.
They slapped around a couple of these prostitutes, but That is nothing compared to what Michael Jackson did. And for you to say, what I find the press...
Well, here's the thing. You're comparing, you know, maybe apples to oranges. You're in the grocery business, right?
That's correct, yes.
So you told me the guy that supplies your Oreo...
I'm here.
Yeah, you told me the guy that supplies your Asian delicacies and so on.
He's a longtime buyer, yes, sir, and I don't want to give his name.
All right. This man... You provided a prostitute for?
One of my employees did.
All right. Now, this gentleman went down to this house with this young lady, and you say smacked her around for a few hours.
That's apparently what he enjoys doing. And
did he have her consent?
I don't know if he got her consent. I'm saying that was the understanding, that he wanted to hit her.
So he beat her up pretty good, huh?
That's what he was paying for. He claims he was trying to keep her in line or something. I don't know what these people do. And what you're doing now is you're trying to keep the focus on my company, my business, and a man that I've been doing business with for 35 years who supplies me with some of the best Chinese noodles.
And he goes down to a home that you own in Newport Beach.
Mr. Henry.
No, he goes down to a home that you own in Newport Beach with a prostitute purchased by one of your employees, smacks her around for about 3 hours, and that's not as bad as what Michael Jackson did.
No, I don't think. I'm not. See, you're putting it in a way.
You're saying.
Michael Jackson put his hand down a kid's pants, and you're keeping the focus on me.
But the news story is about your business.
The news story was also about Michael. Why is it that the average man keeps getting railroaded while guys like Tom Cruise get away with molesting women?
And how's Tom Cruise molesting a woman?
He's marrying a woman who is 16 years younger than him, who is so dumb, I don't think she is even as smart as the age of 8. I think mentally she's still a minor. Okay, and so
you're talking about Katie Holmes.
This lady, Katie Holmes, I met her at a wedding.
You met her at a wedding, and this woman did not impress you as being very intelligent.
Not at all, sir. Now, Tom Cruise is marrying her. That, to me, I think somebody needs to look into him, because I think that it's basically he's molesting her into marriage.
All right, and the Chinese guy, or...
This is an Asian buyer of ours. The man supplies, but in aisle three, we have the soy sauce, snow peas. I need to keep him happy.
So you got him a prostitute that he could smack around.
That's what he likes to do. But the press keeps putting the heat on me. Why? Because they want to take it off of Michael Jackson, and they want it to seem like what he did isn't such a big deal. Well, I'm telling you right now, taking your hand, whether it's got a glove on it or not, and shoving it down the corduroy shorts of a child, in my opinion, is sick and twisted. And I'm shocked to think that your listeners tonight don't agree.
I don't know that anybody would disagree with that. What I'm saying to you is, you know, smacking a prostitute around, putting her in the hospital.
That's bad. But I think Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson is in a Indian casino right now with his waving that gloved hand around, walking backwards through a casino.
You keep talking about Michael Jackson walking backwards.
Mr. Henry, I'm being driven out of town because of the bad publicity. I'm having to fly to Chicago this weekend just ahead of a howling mob. And Michael Jackson has got people kissing his rear end. How is that fair? You can't answer that question. The district attorney can't answer that question.
Well, we are taking the phone calls. 1-800-449-8686.
And with all due respect, if I could jump in, Phil.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you mean by you're taking phone calls. The people listening to the radio in America on any given day are so in love with celebrities, and I don't think the average person is going to get justice in this country. And you look at what happened to O.J. Simpson. You look at what happened here with this Jackson fella. You look what's happening with Tom Cruise. And
you know, you're going to have to stop bringing Tom Cruise into this. Mr. Cruise has not been accused of any crime. Mr. Cruise is...
I understand that, but he's marrying a woman who's 16 years younger than him and who is mentally, I don't think, old enough to be molested, or not molested. I mean, she's old enough to be molested or whatever you want to call it, but I don't think she's... Mentally, she's old enough.
Mentally old enough for what, sir?
To make the decision about whether she wants to have sex with a guy that's gay.
All right, let me talk to Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, first of all, I mean, to talk about Tom Cruise is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
He's marrying a woman.
Right,
she's an adult. Now, granted, you may not think she's very bright, but that has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
I met Katie Holmes, sir, at a wedding here.
Oh, so what?
Well, I'm simply saying to you that she's an idiot.
To you. You're an idiot to me. Anybody who can defend somebody for slapping a woman, I don't care what she is, and say that someone who touches someone else is worse.
Wait, he didn't touch someone else. He touched a kid.
That's
a little
alleged. And I agree
that's
with
right.
you, and I don't like Michael Jackson.
That's right. This gentleman's making a good point. That's alleged. Plus, the man was acquitted.
Oh, everybody knows.
No, not that everybody knows. The man was in front of a judge and a jury. They acquitted him of the crime.
Take a look at this freak and tell me he doesn't put his hand into a kid's pants.
Well, you know what? You probably should be living in a different country if you don't believe in our justice system.
I'm not saying I don't believe in it, sir. What I am saying is this. If he gets to be up at a casino tonight with all of his family... you know, doing their boogie-woogie or whatever those people do, and I'm being driven out of town on a rail.
Well, I don't know about him doing boogie-woogie or walking backwards anywhere.
Well, I'm talking about making a reference to the gentleman.
Let's forget about when Michael Jackson's dancing.
Really?
You're saying that Mr. Jackson doesn't have the right to be celebrating tonight while you are apparently having to go back east for a few days until the press heat cools off.
That is correct, sir, yes.
And you did it because you were supporting your business.
That is correct,
so
sir.
So basically you're using illegal activities to further your business.
I don't see how that's worse. You have your self-righteous
attitude.
Sir, I'm just simply saying to you I've got an Asian supplier who has
it
a very...
It doesn't matter if he's Asian or Russian.
Well, the reason why I brought it up is he's got a very strange taste. I don't know. He likes to smack women around.
And so that makes it okay?
I'm not saying it makes it
Michael
okay.
Michael Jackson's black. Does that make that okay?
I'm not saying it makes it... What has that got to do with it?
Well, I don't know. What's Asian got to do with it?
Well, I'm saying Asians may have a different taste in how they like it.
They may. But it still doesn't make it legal in this country.
No, you're absolutely right.
Smacking people is not...
Yeah, and it's not good, and it's not legal to put your hand down the corduroy shorts of some kid that just was, you know...
Allegedly.
Huh?
Allegedly.
Well, why do you guys...
Allegedly. We got to keep saying that because you keep wanting to say that Michael Jackson did it, and Michael Jackson was acquitted of the crime.
And you're telling me you look at that pasty-faced freak and you tell me he doesn't touch a kid.
Well, I happen to agree with you that I do not like the way he looks. I do not
exactly like the way he lived his life.
However,
I think he is suspect just by the way he looks.
Oh, you know,
well,
Mr. Green...
you can't do that.
You can't do that.
No, you look at him... No, I think... he ought to be in jail just for the way he
looks.
Let's
take everybody you don't like and put them away.
Well, if that was the case, Tom Cruise would be in jail for molesting an idiot.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Okay, look, Steve, thank you. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to tell you right now, and I want to make this statement. Tom Cruise has not been accused of any crime.
No, well, not yet, Mr. Henry.
Now, hold on for a minute. Because he married a woman 60, or wants to marry a woman 16 years younger than him, who you think is an idiot... And therefore, because she's an idiot, he's molesting her, has got nothing to do with you providing prostitutes for a supplier who wound up beating one of them up and then excusing it because...
I'm not excusing it.
Well, you are excusing it because you claim Michael Jackson molested a kid. Michael Jackson was acquitted of the crime.
Now, wait a minute. I just...
Hold on. That is violence against a woman.
It's violence against the woman. Okay, that's an interesting. She's a prostitute. Okay.
I don't care if she's a prostitute. It's violence, and it is violence against a woman. And the police said as much. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and this probably doesn't mean anything to you, but it means something to a hardworking businessman who supports a family and supports extended family, including my wife's mother, and I'm being divorced by my wife. I got a 2-year contract out of that guy, and I'm sorry that a girl got beat up.
So, in other words, a girl gets beat up, but you got a 2-year contract to get this guy snow peas.
You know what, Mr. Henry, you want to make a joke about what I do for a living?
I'm not making a joke. I'm not making a joke. I think it's tragic.
It's tragic. Michael Jackson, on the other hand, put on a glove one morning, went downstairs, took a look at a bunch of corduroy shorts and said, which one will it be today? And that's okay with you?
No, sir, it is not okay with me. If that happened, it was not established that it did. Carol, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Green, this
yes.
is not about Mr. Jackson. This is about you and your employees. Whatever happened to the time, and I don't know how old you are, but men used to stand up to the plate and take responsibility for their actions, whether it be their employees or what. And I can tell you, where I work, if something like that happened, they would be fired on the spot, and you wouldn't have to leave town because you stood up for what was right. No women.
I'm being
no
run
woman,
out of town on a rail.
No woman deserves to be beaten. I don't care if she's a prostitute or who. No child deserves to be molested. But this is not
right.
about Michael Jackson.
Right.
And it certainly is not about Tom Cruise. It's about you and your employees. And
ma'am, how come we all of a sudden forget about Tom Cruise marrying a woman who's mentally an idiot? How come we...
No, it's not a
you
crime.
You know what, sir, that has nothing to do with your opinion. That's your opinion. We're talking about what your employees inflicted upon a lady, whether she be a prostitute or not. We're talking about
I
a crime that was committed in your house. And, you know, stand up and be a man. You don't have to leave town to do that.
Wait a minute,
your wife might even be proud of you if you did.
My wife is divorcing me. Why?
I don't blame her.
You don't blame her, huh?
I'll ask the question. Why is your wife divorcing you?
You know something, Mr.
No, why is your wife divorcing you?
Because I had an extramarital affair.
There you go.
What does that mean, there you go? In other words, you're telling me, and I just want to be clear, a little child, innocent as the day is long, brutally molested by some freak with a nose that's going to cave in.
Sir, quit trying to pass the buck. We're talking about your issues, not Michael Jackson's. That's a whole different ballgame.
No, I understand that, but I want to
say,
which is worse, a baby being molested or a woman with a ball gag in her mouth hitchhiking down Beach Boulevard?
You know what, sir? In God's eyes, a crime is a crime. It's not measured by who it's performed on. It is the indignity of life that we're talking about here, whether it be a child or a woman. And your employees did not respect that, whether it be a prostitute or a child. Get off of the Michael Jackson stuff. We all know.
I think that's true, yeah. You have to stand up and take responsibility, Mr. Green.
Yeah.
I am not saying that Michael Jackson, I cannot say the man is guilty. He was not found.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, what do you mean, here we go again? That's the legal system, okay? If your guys are found innocent of smacking around a prostitute, so be it. But you just said to me that even though that woman was beat up and left to hitchhike down Beach Boulevard with a ball gag in her mouth, you got a 3-year deal for snow peas.
That's right. Oh, am I supposed to be ashamed of that? That I work for a living?
If you can be proud of that, you are some piece of work.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry the girl got beat up, but because that... Forgive
then
me, he's a Chinaman.
Why are you leaving town?
Because
stand
I got a mob on my heels.
Oh, well, you know what? Stand up and face him and say, yeah, I fired that employee today because he did what was wrong. Why should you leave town if you're not guilty?
Look at
that's my question to you. If you're not guilty, why are you running?
Look,
you know,
the lady was ball gagged. She had her hands cuffed behind her back, wearing pasties and a leather thong, going down Beach Boulevard at 8 a.m.
And she just got in a ride.
Oh, you're
funny.
You
know, this guy thinks he's funny, huh?
Yeah, you're
funny. No, I don't think I'm funny. I'll tell you what I think is funny. to the point of tragic that you and Mr. Hendry agree that Tom Cruise ought to be allowed to molest young actresses.
You know what? I don't care about Tom Cruise, what he does,
uh-huh,
and what he
doesn't.
That's exactly
my point. But me, I get
sir,
run out of town, tarred and feathered.
You're not paying any attention to me at all.
I got to take a break, Carol. I thank you. You made some very good points. Thank you for your call.
Tarred and feathered, run out of town on a rail. I got a howling mob on my heels.
Well, I would suggest you get out of town. Where are you right now?
John Wayne Airport. Alaska Airlines, baby. Chicago.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I didn't know the particulars of this prostitute who was apparently beaten by the Asian food supplier. And this is the kind of morality in our country where a man puts a 3-year contract for snow peas and Chinese noodles ahead of a woman in a ball game. We'll be right back.
Mr. Henry is back in Tokyo, I guess.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ann, go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to say I'm not anywhere near as articulate as your former caller, but I agree with her implicitly. And day by day, person by person, if we don't man up to our responsibilities and stop the immorality, stop contributing it to it, Michael Jackson and whoever that actor is have nothing to do with your situation.
But don't you think they should man up too, though?
Nothing to do with your situation. I think it's irreprehensible. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. I've just left spending time with my sweet, innocent granddaughter. And if the day, God forbid, ever comes that she turn into a prostitute, I would hope and pray that she be kept safe, at least until she could find her way out of that lifestyle. And any person that contributes to the downfall of a sister, a daughter, a mother, a woman, if we don't hold that,
well, ma'am, but you got more things to worry about before that. You got to worry about whether Michael Jackson gets his hands on your little granddaughter before she starts earning a living for herself.
I don't.
And I'm
earning a living for herself.
Listen to me. Listen to me, sir.
These ladies are earning a living.
Listen to me. You may be a male, but I do not qualify you as a man. A man would not.
You know, I'm sitting here. I'm taking insult after insult. A guy beat up a prostitute. It happens every day in America.
A man beat up a woman, another human being.
No, a prostitute.
Another
human
being.
A prostitute.
A wayward soul. And if you put your affidavit to that, heaven help you.
You know,
heaven
Mr. Henry, you didn't tell me we were going to get Bible bangers on the show because...
The lady's not Bible banging.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, she's...
You know, you want to know something? I work in a prison. I'm a corrections counselor. And I have 50 inmates in my room every day. And some of them have...
Doing what?
Some of them have, as they say, caught a body. That's their terminology for having killed somebody. But you want to know something? None of them disrespect me. Behind my back, who knows? But
Man,
none of them
they're not
going
to disrespect
me.
Those guys don't care about women. They can't wait to get back to the bunk. And you know what I'm saying. They want to go into the shower and they want to touch each other.
But do you know what you're saying?
Oh, come on, will you, man?
I'm just telling you this. If Tom Cruise is allowed to get away with marrying an idiot...
See, you're sticking to those outside issues like peanut butter sticks to jelly, and it's a manipulation to get away from holding yourself responsible.
I am responsible.
Irreprehensible.
All right,
behavior.
I'm responsible. I'm responsible for supporting my family and getting a 3-year.
You're responsible for not holding the line and not drawing a boundary between acceptable and unacceptable behavior from
employees. I'm responsible for nailing down a 3-year deal for egg roll. Okay, thank you.